All right. Good stuff, right? Good stuff. Let me just say how much I appreciate all, again, what everyone is doing and serving. You're making a difference. You're making a difference. We keep it real simple around here. Our hope is that you'll know God, that you'll find freedom, discover purpose, and then go out and make a difference. And I'm really excited about this opportunity we have coming up on July the 16th with the Serve Day, the last thing you saw mentioned there. And some ideas are happening here. Each of these, our 10 small groups, are going to be coming up with different opportunities to serve our community and make a difference. And so just want to encourage you to be a part of that. Make sure you reserve that date. That's on a Saturday. And it's just going to be awesome. We may even have some T-shirts. You know, people, I don't know what it is. People get excited. I get a free T-shirt out of it. But anyway, we may have some T-shirts available that just kind of says who we are and just kind of connects people to Jesus. Because we don't just want to help people. You know, we don't want to waste that help. We want to make sure it's connected, right? Connected to a God who loves them. And so really, really encourage about that. Let me just say, as we begin to go into this message today, this installment for this series, let me remind you that they're in your worship guide. There are message notes that are blank. Usually we have the fill in the blanks when we do series, but this time we're just a clear slate, blank page. But I encourage you to take some notes today. It's going to be an awesome time. And also let me, along with that, mention something that some of you may not be aware of, and that is that we have some binders. Anybody got a binder on you? Somebody hold that binder up for me. Look at that. See that binder? Ain't that a pretty binder? It's yours, okay? It's free. It's yours. And those are available on the connection table outside. Be sure and grab you one of those. And you can collect all the message series as we go through through all this. So, well, today is just going to be an awesome time as our children's coordinator Taylor Bowden is going to be sharing with you the message. And I just want to tell you, I love this guy. He just got a great heart. And I pray that you just hear his heart today. He has just got a love for kids. He's done a lot of things within the church. He'll be telling you about some of that. But he is just, he's just a great communicator. He knows how to, I love how he just talked to people one-on-one and just really knows how to connect and keep it real. I'm just not impressed with a lot of fancy stuff. You know, I just, me, I'm simple-minded, okay? I mean, I'm a C guy. You know what I mean? C. Where's my C people? Not A people. You A people mess up the curve. Come on, give somebody a break. Where's my C people? You know what I mean? Like one guy, his son came to him and said, "Dad, I've never made a B in my life." You know, this is a straight A son. You know, "I've never made a B in my life." And Dad said, "That's nothing. Neither have I." So he was coming at it from a little bit different angle. But anyway, I just like keeping things simple. And this is a guy who just knows how to communicate simple and keep it real. And I believe he's got something powerful to share with you today. And so I want y'all to really make him feel comfortable. We got a lot of people that are speaking for their very first time. Okay, last week, Steve, that was his first time. Today, Taylor Moe, this is his first time. And I'm just excited about this opportunity they have just to share and let God use them. So come on, everybody, give it up for Taylor. Come on, make it feel at home. Come on, yeah. Go get them, buddy. They're nice. They're friendly. Yeah, they're easy.
Morning, everyone. All right. As Pastor said, this is my first time, but I have been involved in the church for a while. I'm actually the children's coordinator here at Cross Point Worship Center, and my main passion is just teaching the kids, seeing them grow, and seeing them learn how to get connected in the Word, how to love like Christ loved. And I've done a lot within the church. I mean, when I was younger, I wasn't as involved, but now that I've gone through high school, gone through a little bit of college, still trying to navigate my way through that, but I'm sure some of us are. But some of the other things I've been involved in church, I've sang on the worship team before, I've been involved in production, parking, ushering, a little bit of everything. But as I was mentioning, my main passion is working with the kids. As Pastor mentioned, this is my first message up here, so I would like all of you to be a little nice, you know. but just to get a little more comfortable, I'm going to imagine all of you as just, you know, older kids, you know. We're all children in the kingdom of God. And so God loves us all the same. And when I'm back with the kids, you know, there's maybe a little shorter, or, you know, but I'll just see all of you as the children. Some of us may be more childlike than others, but, you know, we'll keep that unmentioned. You know, we don't need any hands or anything. You know? So today, as we're going through this series called Life Story, I just want to talk about an area in our lives that is an essential and foundational in our Christian journey. So the topic that I want to cover today is prayer, our prayer life. Prayer is an important aspect of communicating with God, and we need to have a powerful prayer life. Do we have a cold prayer life or a hot prayer life? Or maybe we're just lukewarm right now, but it's kind of hard to be lukewarm. It's either cold or hot, but God wants us to be hot. So the goal of this message is for us to understand and develop a strong relationship with God through prayer. So in Matthew 19:14, it says, "But Jesus said, 'Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children.'" He's saying that as the children come, let them run. Let them come to me. Don't stop them. It belongs to them. Let the kids come. As I said before, we're all children in God's kingdom. In Matthew 18:2-4, it says, "Jesus called a little child to him and put the child among them. Then he said, 'I tell you the truth. Unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven.' So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." So we need to turn from our sins, become like children, go back to our younger days, become like we were when we were younger. Try to keep it simple. Let us not complicate things. So when we approach God, requires us to come to him like little children. And so I'm going to share a little bit about my story. When I was kind of, I guess, a little bit younger, back in high school, well, I'll start a little bit before that. I grew up in a Christian household, grew up with my mom and my two sisters, and kind of we'd go to church on the occasion, you know, 1 week on, 1 week off, and until we fell out of going altogether. And then I'd start seeing sermons, messages on TV, and I'm like, I kind of want to learn more about this. What is all this going on? What do I hear? And so I eventually started going back to church, got my mom to go to church, and then that was in high school. And this whole time, though, I'd still never opened up the Bible. And we had a Bible on the living room table, just sitting there. I mean, I saw it every day, but I don't know what it was. It just didn't click, I guess. And so one day, one of my mom's friends was like, "Do you guys want to go to a concert?" And I was like, "Well, I don't know. What's all this concert stuff going to be about?" And so it was a Christian concert, a couple different artists and stuff. And I was like, when you hear the voice of God on your shoulder or just listening, he was saying, you know, you should go to this concert, check it out, see what it's going to be like. But then on the other side of things, it was like the enemy was speaking to me. I didn't know what he was trying to say, but he was saying, don't go. Stay home, take a nap, play video games, go on the computer, That'll be more fun, won't it? You don't want to go listen to this music. But throughout the week, about halfway through the week, my mom asked me, do you want to go? I'm like, I don't know. I'm still contemplating what I want to do. And then towards the end of the week, you know, she asked me again. I'm like, I guess I can listen to that voice of God. You know, maybe I'll go check it out. I don't know what it's going to be like. I might just sit there, not have a good time, but doesn't hurt to maybe check it out. So I go, and God's moving in my heart when I get there. I start hearing these words and how people are just so excited and moving and worshiping and praising. And I'm like, this is exciting. Let me raise my hand. Let me worship. Let me experience this. And so, and there was a pastor there, you know, that gives the invitational prayer, and he's like, do you want to come down and accept the Lord? And I mean, I had known Christ throughout my life, but never fully accepted. And so just then, me and my mom and my younger sister didn't even say anything. We just look at each other, you know, and that look, you just stare, and we could just see the look in each other's eyes. We were like, all right, let's go. Let's go down to the front, you know? And so we get down there, and, you know, they pray with us, and, you know, I get saved. And then throughout that, I continue to move forward. One of my mom's friends that introduced us, invited us to the concert, he was like, I have a Bible to give you. And I'm like, okay, I've never had one before. I don't know where to start. But he's like, start with the New Testament. I've outlined stuff from when I read it, and I still have that Bible to this day. It's the only Bible I've ever had. So I'm thankful for the gentleman that gave that to me, and just great to know that you can have people in your life that you can listen to and mentor you in the Word of God. So that's just a little bit about my story. And some of ours may be similar, some may be different. We all have our own story, but God all loves us the same. So to reflect on my story a little bit, I realized that one of the turning points in life was when I listened to that voice of God. What would have happened if I would have listened to that other voice? I might not have went to college. I might not have moved down here. I might not have been up here speaking. I don't know what the enemy could have placed in my life. But being willing to listen, it opened me up. And so as all of us are God's children, it's important to know the voice of our Father. We need to listen to his voice. So in the next scripture that I'm going to share, in John 10, 27 through 30, it says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. So as it's saying, my sheep, he's saying, my children, listen to me. Listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. He says, no one can snatch them from my Father's hand. He has hold of us and won't let us go. The Father and I are one. So there's a few problems, though. For many of us in this area, we may need to work on a few things in our prayer life. Some things that keep us away from our prayer life or keep us away from listening to the voice of God. And a few bullet points that I just want to go through real quick that keep us from that are we don't really listen. We aren't really listening. We may be, in our prayer life just talk, kind of like in a conversation, if you're ever in a conversation with someone, if you're just doing all the talking, and then if you're not listening, you're just zoning out, I'm daydreaming, you know? And then they ask you a question, and you're like, what, what's going on? And so, I mean, even with a conversation with God, you're praying, you're asking him for stuff, but you need to be willing to listen to what he's going to say and speak into your life as well. Another point is, we listen to the wrong voice. Point two, we listen to the wrong voice. And in that, just something simple, back to my story. If we're listening to the enemy instead of God's voice, then we're listening to the wrong voice. Another point could be, we have too many distractions in our life. What do we have going on in our life? We have our jobs, our friends. It could be computers, if we're into computers, or it could be a distraction of money even. So many distractions that pull us away from God, and that can lead us to look to those things. They can turn to idols. We can have an idol of money, an idol of our job, where you just become a workaholic or you want to have that money, but that's a distraction. We need to take that time and use it elsewhere. Another thing, we don't spend time with him. We need to make sure that we can make time for him. It's good to take some time out of your day to make time for the Father who loves you. And another point is, we fail to communicate. Sometimes we may not know how to communicate. And so that helps as we continue to grow and learn in our prayer life and listen, that we can learn through the communication aspect. So a question is, I want to throw out, how do we develop a strong relationship with God where we can recognize his voice? How do we develop a strong relationship with God where we can recognize his voice? So I'm going to share a scripture real quick in 1 Samuel 3. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly the Lord called out, Samuel. Yes, Samuel replied. What is it? He got up. He ran to Eli. And he said, here I am. Did you call me? So he's speaking to Eli right here. He thinks Eli is calling him. He runs to Eli. And Eli says, I didn't call you. Eli replied. He says, go back to bed. So Samuel goes back to bed. And then in verse 6 it says, then the Lord called out again. He called out again, Samuel. Again, Samuel got up and went to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? I didn't call you, my son, Eli said. Go back to bed. Samuel did not yet know the Lord because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called the third time. And once more, Samuel got up, went to Eli. He says, here I am. Did you call me? So he's done it three times already. And he still hasn't heard that voice. He hasn't realized what it is. Then Eli realized, after he went for the third time, so in verse 8, it says, so the Lord called a third time. And once more, Samuel got up, went to Eli, and said, here I am. Did you call me? Then Eli realized, he realized then that it was the Lord who was calling him. So he said to Samuel, go and lie down again. And if someone calls again, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before. And he said, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel replied, speak, your servant is listening. So it took him a few tries to actually hear, to know who was talking to him. He thought that it was Eli, but it was actually the Lord. And so that makes me think, in our actual lives, how many times do we actually have that voice? Is the Lord actually saying, Taylor, or Pastor, or, you know, is he actually saying, calling out your name? And so, you need to be willing to say, here I am, Lord, here I am. Even in your busyness, even in your busyness of work and your schedule, you need to take that time to say, here I am, Lord, here I am. So a few points to go off of the bullets. Number one is we need to be still. Be still in our lives. And with being still, that can mean, you know, here I am. Be still and know that you have a God that loves you. And Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. So it shows that he is a God that has honor and power, and that we need to be still no matter what. And I know as children, even when we're younger and even as we're older, it can be hard to be still, you know? We want to move. We want to do this. We want to do that. But we need to take that time, be still, and just listen, you know, to the peace and quiet, the stillness of the sound that God wants to speak into our lives. Point two, we need to find some alone time with God. So many times, like before, we have our busy schedule. We get up in the morning. We go to sleep at night. We're rushing to get to work in the morning. By the time we get to lunch, we're ready for lunch. We skipped breakfast already, so there's no time at lunch, you know, to spend in prayer. But we need to find that alone time. In the break room, if you're at school, before class, whatever it may be, we need to have those adult conversations with God. You have those adult conversations in your home, if you're married, with your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it may be. I'm sure we all have adult conversations at some point. We need to be intentional about it. You go on a date night. We need to make a date with God and keep it. We don't want to make it, we're making a date tonight. Nope, canceling it out. Can't make it. We can't do that. We got to keep it. We need that alone time. In Joshua 1:8-9, it says, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So speaking about the book of instruction, that's the Bible. We need to stay in his word no matter what. Continually meditate on it day and night. Not just one day here, skip a few days. I'm going to go throughout the week, you know. I'll catch up later on in the week. No, day and night. And the Spirit is always speaking his word to us. He is always speaking no matter what. In 1 Corinthians 2:13, it says that when we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truths. So it's not our own words. It's the words of the Spirit speaking through us to speak the truths of the Bible. And we say, why is this important? Going back to kids, we need to start young. You need to teach your kids, teach your friends, teach your neighbors that the Word of God is important. And to that when we find some alone time, we can have a peace. We can have an understanding of what he wants to speak to us. Point three is we need to discover your inner child. Discover your inner child. So we say, what does that mean? We think, you know, think about Peter Pan for a sec. He's going to, where's he going? He's going to Neverland. And he's grown up, but he's having fun. He's keeping it simple. He's discovering his inner child. And so we need to discover our child still and not complicate life as much. Even though we have bills now, or we have student loans, or we have car payments, or other things in our life, we're all going to have this stuff going on, but let's just simplize it a little bit. You know, realize that God is going to be there for us no matter what. He's going to take care of that. So let's have a little fun while we're at it in the Word of God. So we need to focus on the truth of what God has spoken in his Word. What he speaks in the Word of the Bible, the truth of the Lord. It's just so exciting to read and to learn. In Joshua 1:8, as we go back to that, it said, as we read earlier, it said, study the book continually. In reading the Word, we need to study it continually. And meditate on it is an important thing. Number four, we need to trust the heart of your Father. Trust the heart of your Father. He wants us to ask, you know, he's there for us no matter what. He's not just sitting there. He's like, oh, I'm going to let them be, you know. He cares about each and every one of us. He wants us to ask for things. And when we do that, it honors him. He's there to, you know, give back, to share with us, to move and to give to us no matter what. And when we honor him, he's going to honor us and reward us in prayer. And when we listen, it might not be the answer that we want. It might not be when we want it. A lot of times we want things quick. A lot of times we pray about something and we're like, oh, I want this fixed tomorrow. I want this done tonight, the next hour, you know? Sometimes it's not going to be like fast food, you know? but when we trust the heart of your Father, we know that he's going to honor us as we honor him. And as we speak, and as we listen, as we pray. In Philippians 4:6-7, it says, don't worry about anything. It says, don't worry. It's okay. God has it under control. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Pray about everything. We need to stop worrying about what's going on in our lives. God has it in his hands. As I mentioned earlier, God has us in his hands. He is powerful. And through prayer, he is speaking to us. and telling us not to worry. He's telling us not to be afraid, telling us not to shrink down and give up. He's trying to raise up his kids. He's trying to show us that we can go out and make a difference. In Romans 12:12, it says, be joyful in hope. Be joyful in hope. Patient in affliction and faithful in prayer. We need to be joyful in what we do. Have a joy within the Lord. Express what is going on in our lives. Share with others what we're going through. Pray with others on a continued basis. We need to be patient through the troubles, through the affliction, through the busyness. God wants us to pray to him so that he can keep us. He wants us to be joyful. He wants us to be patient. He wants us to be faithful. You think about a child and with patience. You say, you can have one piece of candy now, or if you wait till tomorrow, you can have five pieces. They're probably like, I want my candy now. I want my candy now. Let me get that candy. But having that patience, if you would only realize that tomorrow, you would have more than twice as much. And so God is speaking that into our hearts through the voice of the Father. He is speaking a patience into our lives. He is maturing us. He is growing us to stay faithful. So prayer helps us to hear not only the voice, but also the heart of God. Prayer helps us to hear not only the voice, but the heart of God. So number five is to be persistent. In being persistent, we need to stay faithful. Persistent. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, it says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Rejoice always. Continue to rejoice through the troubles, through the joy. He says, continue to rejoice and stay faithful. Pray without ceasing. So continually pray. So with praying without ceasing, it means when you are tempted, you hold the temptation back. Hold this temptation back before God and ask for his help. Instead of being tempted to, you know, go off about on a rant, hold it back. Pray about it. Pray about this situation. When you experience something good and beautiful in your life, there's so many miracles, so much beautiful joy. You immediately thank the Lord for it. When you see evil around you, you ask God to make it right and to use you toward that. If it's his will, if it's his will for you to speak truth into that evil, or maybe you just are called to pray for that situation. But as you're praying for that situation, listen to what God is saying to you to go out and do. When you meet someone who does not know Christ, you pray for God to draw that person to himself and use you to be a faithful witness. When you encounter trouble, you turn to God as your deliverer. Thus, life becomes a continually ascending prayer. All life's thoughts, deeds, and circumstances become an opportunity for us to commune and communicate with your Heavenly Father. In that way, you constantly set your mind on the things above, but not on the worldly, earthly things of this world. We need to look to the godly Father up above. In Luke 18, 1 through 5, it's a story of a woman being persistent and not giving up. So Luke 18, verse 1 says, one day, Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. Never give up. There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. So this judge didn't, he says, I don't fear God. I don't care about these people. But a widow of that city came to him reportedly saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. The judge ignored her for a while. But finally he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she is wearing me out with her constant requests. It shows that she is being persistent. She is faithful. She is not giving up. So we need to be persistent in our prayer lives. We need to be faithful in our prayer lives to not give up. We need to be persistent in listening. We need to turn up our listening ears. Clean out our ears so that we can hear what God is saying to us. In Matthew 7, 7 through 11, it says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. So as we continue to ask God, as we continue to pray to God, He's gonna reward us. As we continue to seek him, we're going to find the answers. As we listen to him, he's going to show us the answers. He's going to speak the answers to us through his voice. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. The door is going to be open. The door is not going to close. God's always there for you, no matter what. He's not going to close the door. He loves you, each and every one of you. You parents, back to the scripture, it says, you parents, in verse 9, you parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Are you going to give your child a stone? Be like, here you go, you can eat a stone. You can't do that. Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Are you going to give them a snake instead of a fish? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, if you know how to give good gifts, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? He's going to reward us with the heavenly gifts. He's going to reward us with these things. He's going to reward his kids as we reward our kids because he is the heavenly Father. He loves us no matter what. And with that, it can be related back to different things with ask if you want to ask for something. We might need to ask for our work situation. We might need to ask for our school situation, our family situation, maybe our health. Maybe we need courage about a situation. But if we ask for it, God will reward us in his time. It might not be in our time, but it'll be in his time. And so final point that I'm going to touch on is that we need to talk with God daily. We can't speak to him one day. We can't get down on our knees and pray one day and then not pray the next day. And it's difficult sometimes, as I mentioned before, in our lives. I'm busy myself, but we have to pinpoint a time in our day that we can spend in prayer. Maybe it's in the morning. Maybe we need to get up 30 minutes earlier. Maybe it's 5 minutes earlier, you know? 5 minutes could change your whole day in that prayer and listening to what God has to say. Maybe you start at 5 minutes, then you go to 10 minutes. And before you know it, you're spending an hour. You're spending half of that praying. God's hearing your voice. You're spending the other half listening to what he's having to say in your heart. Listen to what he's having to say in your life. So, God is speaking. And God wants to hear from you. He wants to hear your voice. Prayer is just a simple communication. Simple communication between me and you. Simple communication between you and me. Between each other. It doesn't have to be something complicated. We can simplize it. It's a two-way conversation. It's not a one-way street. It's not God's just speaking to us. We need to have that two-way conversation. God is speaking life into you. The thing is, are your ears open to hear God's voice? Are your ears open to hear God's voice? What is he speaking to you now? Maybe he's saying something now. Maybe he's saying what you want to do the rest of the day. Maybe he's preparing you for the week. Maybe there's something you need to pray about now. Get off your chest. So we need to come to God. We need to come to him as his kids, as his children. We know that he is a heavenly father. He is a good, good father that cares for his kids, that loves his kids. And the good thing about that is that we don't have to always have our act together. We might come to him as a mess. We might come to him in trouble. We might come to him, even if it's a joyful time, he wants us to come to him. But sometimes we're not going to have our act together. We're struggling. But he says, come to me. Come to me, my children. Come to me. And he responds to our cry. If he hears us crying out in prayer, he's not going to leave us there. He's not going to leave us hurting. He's going to respond. Think of if you have kids and you hear your child crying. You're not just going to leave them to cry. You're going to respond, see what the issue is. You want to rescue them, heal them. God wants to do the same for us. As we pray to him and listen, he wants us to come to him so that he can come to us and rescue us. We need to keep that relationship of prayer as an essential and foundational. Think of it as in a marriage with communication. If communication dies, it's tough. If communication dies with God, it's tough. We need to keep that prayer life. Keep each other uplifted. Continue to move. Hear our voice. We hear his. And he uses our voice. He gives us words to speak, to communicate to others. It may just be within your family. It may just be within your community. Or it might be something bigger within your school. Or within your state. Or outside of the state. You never know what he's placing within your heart until you truly listen to the voice of God. He's communicating in so many ways and wants us to listen. And that's what we try to do around here. We want to reach out. We want to love. We all have a voice. It's not just my voice. It's not just Dwayne's voice. It's not just any of our voices. We all have a voice. The church has a voice. But the thing is, we have no voice until we first hear God's voice. We need to hear His voice first. So let's take some time just to listen. And if you feel like you need to pray, the altar's open. If you just want to bow your head, and I'm just going to say a little prayer. Dear Lord, I pray that You would bless each and every one of us, that You would just guide us, that You would just move us, that You would just change us, that You would mold us to listen to what You are speaking into our lives. I pray that You would direct us. I pray that You would help us to be still. Help us to be still and to hear Your peace, to have patience. Help us just to be still and to spend some alone time. Help us just to have some alone time and to not worry about our daily lives, but just reflect in Your word. Just meditate in Your word. Help us just to have a great day and just to move for Your kingdom. Help us to go out and reach and listen and pray. Continue to strengthen our prayer lives. Continue to help us have a hot prayer life. Continue to help us to move forward in our prayer lives. Continue to help us to grow in our prayer lives. Continue to help us to stand strong in our prayer lives, to move in our families. Continue to change us from the inside out. Help us to be intentional. Help us just to grow. We thank You so much, Lord. And in Your name we pray, amen. And as Pastor comes to close us, I just want us to know that prayer is essential. Prayer is key in our everyday lives. We can't go on our journey. We can't go on our life story without listening. We can't grow without listening. We can't move without listening. And as a child of God, we need to listen. So as Pastor comes up to close us.
Come on. Come on, everybody. Awesome. Let's take a moment. Just bow your heads. A powerful message. So I would simply just reiterate what Taylor just shared, or actually just asked, and that is, what is the Holy Spirit speaking to you right now? Fact is, He is speaking. He is speaking. It isn't that we call out to Him first. He's always the one that calls to us first. We're just responding to His initial call. He's always speaking. Are we listening? So I just want you to be still. No moving around. Just be still. This is a very important moment. And just say, Lord, what are You saying to me? Help me to hear Your voice. I love what Taylor shared, that unless we hear His voice, receive His words, we don't have a message. We don't have a voice. He offers not only His voice, He offers His peace. We don't have peace without Him. We don't have joy without Him. He offers His life to us, and we don't really even have a life unless we've received the life that He offers. Today, maybe you have just not really yet fully received His voice, His message, His truth into your life. And I want to give an opportunity right here for anyone that just needs to do that. God's speaking, but you need to respond. And so today you'd say, Lord, I'm ready to hear. I'm ready to receive the life that you offer. I'm ready to hear your voice of truth that says to me, you love me. You care about me. You care so much that you died for me, that I could have life. You paid for my past, for my sins, so I wouldn't have to. And so, Lord, I don't want to pay for my sins. I want to accept the payment that you offer me through the life of your son, Jesus. So if that's you today, you say, I'm ready to hear and I'm ready to receive that message. I want to help lead you in a prayer of simply responding to his call, simply responding to him and accepting his life. If that's you today, you say, that's me, Pastor. When you lead this prayer, would you count me in while heads are bowed and eyes are closed? I'm not going to have you stand or come to the front, but you say, when you pray that prayer, when you lead that prayer, would you count me in that prayer? If that's you, right quickly, would you just slip up a hand? My heads are bowed and eyes are closed. You can put it right back down. Yes, yes, thank you. Anyone else? Proud of you. Good job. Good job. All right, while heads are bowed and eyes are still closed, just between you and the Lord, we're just going to have a conversation. I'm just going to help you with the words. From your heart, would you just pray this? Just say, Lord Jesus, today, thank you for speaking to me. Today I come to you with simple childlike faith, believing that you love me, you care about me, you know me, every detail of my life, nothing is hid from you. Today I come to you. I turn from my ways, and by faith, I accept you. I accept your love. Come into my life. Give me a heart to hear your voice, a heart to know you, a heart to love you, a heart to serve you. I accept you now. Come inside and make me brand new. Today, come on, say this, I give you my life. Thank you, Lord, for every person who has surrendered their life to you and invited you in. Lord, I celebrate with them. Lord, today's a new day. I pray, God, that you would fill them with your spirit. God, you would equip them and enable them to follow you and tune their ears to hear your voice. And to follow no other voice but your voice today. Thank you, God, for the voice of hope, for the voice of peace, for the voice of your love, God, that comes to us and changes us forever. And then turns around and gives us a voice. I thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you when you speak your voice to us, you give us a voice then to be able to communicate your love to others. So I pray not only for those that have made this decision today, but for this entire church. Thank you for the voice that you've given us. Thank you for the opportunities that you've given us beyond this place, Lord, beyond these four walls. God, but Lord, help us every day to hear your voice and to just be that mouthpiece through which you can speak that glorifies you. And we'll give you all the praise and honor in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Come on, let's give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's awesome. That's awesome.